Some subjects in Christianity are so fertile, so abundantly promising and useful on so many different levels, that studying them reaps a harvest far beyond expectations. It's like buy one, get 10 free. Conscience is one of those subjects. It touches on salvation, progressive sanctification, church unity, evangelism, missions, and apologetics. Yet hardly is a topic more neglected in the Christian church. When was the last time you heard a sermon about conscience? Have you ever mentioned your clean conscience in your testimony, as Paul did? Did those who discipled you talk much about keeping a clean conscience? How many ministry books emphasize the unbreakable link, as Paul did, between getting your conscience under the lordship of Christ and achieving success in church ministry and missions? Did you know that a proper understanding of conscience is a key to church unity? We've written this book to help you get to know your conscience better, to put your conscience back on your daily radar. Many Christians have neglected their conscience, quite possibly you as well. And as the two of us found, this neglect is serious, a failure to give a priceless gift from God the care it deserves. For most of our lives, we didn't spend much time thinking about our conscience. Then, certain events forced us to take a closer look. For me, JD, conscience started catching my attention when I came back from Cambodia on home assignment and found that I couldn't make myself step over someone else's outstretched legs. I was at a family get-together and had just gotten up from the couch to grab a refill of chips and salsa when I found my way blocked by someone's legs propped up on the coffee table. I stopped and waited for him to do the decent thing, pull his feet off the table so I could get by. Yet he just sat there like an uncultured boor. Then I remembered I was in America, a country famous the world over for the Statue of Liberty, baseball, and stepping over other people's legs with impunity. So I forced myself to do that which must not be done. In Southeast Asia, one could hardly do something more offensive. I began to wonder about my involuntary inability simply to cross over someone's legs. It felt like a pang of conscience, yet I knew that the matter had nothing to do with moral right and wrong, just proper etiquette. How had that new rule wormed its way into my conscience without my knowing it? Should it have been in my conscience at all? What is conscience? Where did it come from? How does it work? Does it always judge correctly? Can it change? How does it change? Why did mine change?